Since 30th of March 2026, minimum premiums apply. GP access is non-contractual and may be withdrawn any time. Total payments could exceed payout.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock, there are warnings that plans to boost funding to the NHS could lead to tax increases. The Chancellor is expected to announce the health service will receive up to £30 billion more in the next 3 years. But Deputy Director at the International Monetary Fund, Carl Emerson, thinks Rachel Reeves will have to find a new way to fund the plans.
I really don't think there's much scope, as I say, for more borrowing on a permanent basis. If we do want to keep to the spending plans the government set out, I wouldn't be surprised if more taxes are needed. We could alternatively choose to say, well, there's some things the government does, they're nice to have, but actually perhaps at the margin we can't afford them, we need to cut back what we do.
Ukraine says a Russian assault on a residential area in the city of Kharkiv has killed at least 3 people and injured more than 20. The mayor says 48 drones, 2 missiles and 4 aerial glide bombs were used in the attack. The Kremlin says the strike is in response to what they call terrorist acts against Russia. The government says a crackdown on people working illegally in the UK has seen more than 6,000 arrests since last July. The Home Office says that's a rise of 50% on the previous 12 months. A yellow weather warning for thunderstorms for parts of England and Wales is in place. We're being told to expect as much rain in a few hours this afternoon as there was for the whole of the month of May. Forecaster Jim Dale says flooding is a possibility.
Certainly not going to happen everywhere, but in these sort of circumstances, when you get slow-moving cumulonimbus clouds that put down heavyweight rain very quickly, then, yeah, the potential's got to be there. Valley areas, river valley areas tend to be the most prone. You've just got to keep your wits about you.
The weather, as we've been hearing, there's no shortage of the wet stuff this afternoon. Thundery storms and remaining unsettled, highs of 18 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Elizabeth Secker.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
And this is Zeb Soans for a change. On a Saturday, looking after things for Alexander. And we've an operatic start to match the unseasonable weather from Carl Orff.
Classic FM.
Thank you. This is Classic FM.
Heinz Holliger and I Musici with the finale of Alessandro Marcello's Oboe Concerto in D. And before that, we began with O Fortuna from Orff's Carmina Burana, performed by the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra and choir under Riccardo Chailly. And Chris from Dorset has texted in already to 61812. What a lovely surprise to hear you on the radio in the afternoon, Zeb. I've always been fascinated by O Fortuna from Carmina Burana. Well, it is a treat to be with you on a Saturday afternoon, however you're spending it, and whatever the weather where you are. We've some wonderful music to look forward to, including Verdi's Drinking Song and Vidor's Toccata a bit later on. But first, a former number one in the Classic FM Hall of Fame from Max Brock. Joshua Bell with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields performing Max Brooks' Violin Concerto No. 1, the second movement. Jim from Berwickshire in Scotland says, has my clock stopped Zepsones during daylight? Wonderful. And Max Brooks couldn't be better. Well, it is lovely to be with you, sitting in for Alexander Armstrong this Saturday afternoon. Do get in touch. Always lovely to hear from you. You can text on 61812, WhatsApp on 03 457 49 1812, or email via classicfm.com. Let me know what you're up to on this rather drizzly Saturday afternoon, but we have lots of wonderful music to help keep us warm and dry, like this from Marc-Antoine Charpentier.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra with the prelude from Respighi's The Birds, and before that, Tina Ting-Helsert and the prelude from Marc-Antoine Charpentier's Te Deum. Now, it isn't every composer that has a museum dedicated to them. In Bucharest, you can marvel at Georges Enescu's personal belongings, and every 2 years, there is a festival in his honour. Well, let us honour him now on Classic FM with his Andantino.
Thank you.
Horia Andreescu conducted the Romanian National Radio Orchestra in George Enescu's Andantino. Well, stay with me, Zeb Soans. We will be daydreaming with Debussy here on Classic FM next.
Classic FM.
Mark's best friend Ben follows him around. Ben's there when he wakes up in the morning. He's there when he goes to the pub. He's there at dinner time. He never leaves him. Ben died in Iraq in 2004. The trauma of that day has never left Mark. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
You are not an egg. You should not be put in a box. But when it comes to retirement advice, that's how some people get treated. Put in a one-size-fits-all box. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We work with you to create a personalised retirement plan. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no. Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
When you contact your insurance company, you want to speak with a real person. At NFU Mutual, our insurance can be relied on, and that means providing outstanding personal service. With NFU Mutual, you can easily speak to your local agent or call our UK team. We do this so you can enjoy the more important things. No wonder 9 out of 10 customers choose to renew every year. For insurance you can rely on, join NFU Mutual today.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up for free at classicfmromance.com.
It's been said that Mozart works wonders for your memory. So, if you're revising at the moment, try our sister station, Classic FM Calm. The perfect soundtrack to soothe nerves and help you concentrate all through exam season. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun by Debussy, Kurt Masur conducting the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. Now, Patrick and his mum Lynette are enjoying the music this afternoon outside Cardiff International Swimming Pool. Lynette writes in a text to 61812, Patrick has been racing with his club this morning and did very well in his 50 backstroke and his 100 freestyle. We're having a little break before this afternoon's race, and much to Patrick's delight, you are on the radio this afternoon, Zeb. Well, well done, Patrick. And with a bit of a fairy tale now on Classic FM from Rossini, his one-act comedy The Silken Ladder spins a spirited story of a secret husband and would-be lovers who scale a silken ladder in and out of a lady's chamber. And it all begins with this well-known overture.
This is Classic FM.
Yeah!
Antonio Pappano conducted the National Academy of St. Cecilia Orchestra in the overture from Rossini's The Silken Ladder, and then Verdi's Drinking Song from La Traviata, sung by Angela Giorgu and Roberto Alagna, with Claudio Abbado conducting the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra with London Voices. And if it's a little too early for you to be breaking open the barrels of wine at home this afternoon, well, do stay with me, Zeb Soans, for part of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21 and Howard Shaw's score to The Lord of the Rings, all to come after the news here on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
My dad was a disaster when it came to DIY. For years, it was a running joke in his Father's Day cards. The wonky kitchen shelf, that time he drilled through an electrical wire. Thankfully, he's finally hung up his hammer at the age of 86. But he's still proud of the family home he created with Mum. So with daily visits from home instead, that's where he'll stay. Wonky shelves and all. For award-winning home care you can trust, visit homeinstead.co.uk.
Mum has always loved pottering in the garden and her daily walks with the dog. But when life became more challenging, especially after her fall, I couldn't always be there. That's when we turned to Country Cousins. Within 24 hours, they introduced us to Mum's wonderful live-in carer. Now, with the extra support, Mum's safe and happy, and we've all felt looked after, including the dog.
For over 60 years, Country Cousins has been matching families with exceptional live-in carers. Search Country Cousins online today.
When it comes to retirement advice, the last thing you want is to be put in a bucket. Seen as this type of person, or that type of person. At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a bucket. We always tailor retirement advice that's just right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
The British Red Cross is here to welcome people fleeing the conflict in Ukraine.
We're here to help people to safety when storms hit.
We're here to show anyone struggling that someone cares.
Hiya, that's a huge help.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get a SIM with 100 gigs of data for just £16 a month with club card prices. You'll also collect £20 worth of club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Ends 13th July or 1750. Club card 24-month credit agreement and unlocked 4G phone required. Value issued as 2,000 club card points. See tescomobile.com/terms.
Keeping your smile healthy. At Darwood & Tanner, it's our sole purpose and absolute obsession. Whether you're missing a single tooth or many teeth, our streamlined patient journey, world-class dental practitioners, and advanced implant technology will get you smiling again quicker, more comfortably, and in the least invasive way. Darwood & Tanner. For our most comprehensive, tailored, and complete dental implant treatment, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Emily Lang. There are warnings that plans to boost funding to the NHS could lead to tax increases. The Chancellor is expected to announce the health sector will receive up to £30 billion more in the next 3 years, but there are concerns about where that money will come from. Carl Emerson is Deputy Director at the IFS. He's told our sister station LBC the government will have to find a way to fund the plans.
I really don't think there's much scope, as I say, for more borrowing on a permanent basis. If we do want to keep to the spending plans the government set out, I wouldn't be surprised if more taxes are needed. We could alternatively choose to say, well, there's some things the government does, they're nice to have, but actually perhaps at the margin we can't afford them, we need to cut back what we do.
Ukraine says a Russian assault on a residential area in the city of Kharkiv has killed at least 3 people and injured more than 20. The mayor says 48 drones, 2 missiles and 4 aerial glide bombs were used in the attack. The Kremlin says the strike is in response to what they call terrorist acts against Russia. The government says a crackdown on people working illegally in the UK has seen more than 6,000 arrests since last July. The Home Office says that's a rise of 50% on the previous 12 months. And the 2 best female tennis players in the world are facing each other in the French Open this afternoon. Aryna Sabalenka and Coco Gauff are both hoping to win the Roland Garros Grand Slam for the first time. From Global News.